The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Passion according to St. Mark, the 15th chapter, verses 20, 31, and 32. And when they had mocked Jesus, the soldiers stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. So also the chief priests mocked him to one another with the scribes, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." We are told in the book of Exodus that when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, he said to Moses, "Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. The little hill outside the gates of Jerusalem is also holy ground. For on those few square feet outside the city gates, the Lord of glory, one of the Holy Trinity, suffered and died for the salvation of the whole world. The gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us about this with great simplicity. But these events are, in fact, an inexhaustible revelation of the love beyond all understanding. There is always more to learn, more to see. And so in our meditation this evening, we'll reflect on just one theme that's found in St. Mark's telling of the story. And that theme is the mockery of the Savior by the Roman soldiers in Pilate's headquarters, and also the mockery of the chief priests and scribes as Jesus hangs on the cross. In Pilate's headquarters, the soldiers clothe him in a purple cloak, purple being the color of kings and emperors. And they make a crown out of thorns and place it on his head. And then they exclaim, "Hail, King of the Jews," and kneel down before him. And the mockery continues when the soldiers place the sign written by Pilate over the head of the crucified Savior, saying, "The King of the Jews." All of this was done with cruelty and with contempt. And to this very day, the unbelieving world mocks its Savior and Lord, treating him and his church with indifference and contempt. But the day will come when all creation will see that Pilate and those nameless Roman soldiers were all unknowingly pointing to the mystery of who this thorn-crowned, crucified Nazarene in fact is. For the day will come when, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But on that first Good Friday, as St. Paul writes, none of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The Lord of glory. All this was then hidden from them. And then there is the mockery of the chief priests and scribes as Jesus hangs dying on the cross. St. Mark tells us that they mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." The crowds on that first Palm Sunday had acclaimed Jesus as the Son of David, the Messiah. But neither those crowds nor Jesus' enemies understood Jesus' kingship, his rule as the Messiah, the one anointed and chosen by God. They imagined that the Messiah is one who by force and worldly power would deliver the people of Israel from their enemies and in that way bring them a worldly peace and prosperity. And so even as our Lord hangs dying on the cross, they want some visible proof of who he is. They want a demonstration of power as this world understands power. They in fact tempted Jesus in the same way that Satan had tempted him when, showing him in a moment the kingdoms of this world and their glory, Satan had whispered, "All this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." That was the Lord Jesus' temptation. Until the end of time, it will remain a temptation for Christ's church to abandon the Lord of mercy and go along with the world which knows not God and lies in evil. To the church, too, Satan whispers, "All this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And it is surely one of the saddest realities of the church's history. The church has so often given in to this temptation to be conformed to the world, instead of transforming the world by the truth, the mercy, the love, the compassion of the crucified Lord. And so now we have, among many other things, the hideous spectacle of the chief pastor of the Russian church promising young Russian soldiers forgiveness of sins and the kingdom of heaven, not through the blood of the Savior, but by laying down their lives in a senseless war, unleashed on men, women, and indeed children, by a brutal, merciless despot. This is a spectacle that can bring joy only to Satan and his legions and their followers. Our Lord Jesus Christ established his eternal kingdom not by coming down from the cross, but by dying on the cross. Not by power as this world understands power, but by mercy, praying for those who had crucified him, loving his enemies in the whole lost world, even to the end, and in that way offering that one oblation of himself once offered, that full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sin of the whole world. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.